WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. Coming up later in the hour, we'll be joined by Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy to talk about leash training. Because as you're going out there on these cold days, you know, you're thinking, well, it's not going to be a long walk. So how much training can I really get in when we're coming outside just for the dog to do his business and then we're going to go back in the house? But also, the dog's going to be pulling, and that's a little bit dangerous when it's cold and icy and, you know, you don't want to get dragged. So we're going to, she has an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that you can check out that addresses some of those issues, but we're going to talk with her about it coming up. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up this morning is there's some new changes coming to, you know, we give away a lot of tickets on this program. We give away a lot of concerts, especially during the summertime when a lot of those concerts are happening at Xfinity Center. And in my opinion, it's a great place to see a show. It has changed over the years. You know, a lot of us still refer to it as Great Woods. But it's, besides the name changes, it's gone through some upgrades and some renovations. And not always things that people necessarily like. So, for example, there are those who don't love the fact that they added rows of seats to the lawn area, what used to be the lawn. There are people who like the fact that they've added some changes, some experiences, we'll call them, that you can take part in as part of the show. That would be like the VIP areas and like these special kind of like party areas that you can hang out and have a different place to relax. Like the backyard, which is like their outdoor VIP space. They have their own vendors in those areas so that you don't have to wait in the longer lines, although I never really wait in line too long at any of the vendors. And they've changed the parking. You can get VIP parking and be faster in and out and all these different things. But as I said, one of the big complaints I hear from people is about the seating that they added on the lawn. It used to be you had the seats under the pavilion covering and then the whole back was all of the lawn. And you could sit wherever you wanted on the lawn or the blanket and all that. And now there's most of that area is now seats with just a strip in the back for grass. And apparently they're adding new seating back there as well. So there's going to be less grass for people to sit on. And that is, you know, taking away some of the appeal for folks that go there. I think when you're paying what you're paying now to go to a concert, I don't want to sit on the ground. And I don't want to get there and find out I've got to go pay $20 to rent a lawn chair or 18 bucks, I think it is, to rent a blanket. Like, I don't want to sit on the ground. I'm going to be 48 years old by next summer's concerts. I don't want to sit on the ground. But I also don't want to pay more than $25 for a ticket. So that's where you're kind of stuck at. So the changes are certainly something we'll discuss as the concert season comes upon us and as they put out more information about some of it. But I know one of the things they're doing is they're changing the seating under the pavilion, under the shed, and under the roof, and they're going to have it upgraded and customizable. So if you've got a, first of all, I mean, those seats need an overhaul anyway. They're not super comfortable. But if, and the shows are longer and longer because they're trying to put together multi-act shows to on these tours to get people to come out for it. So instead of seeing, you know, a headline act and an opener, it's usually three or four artists performing on a lot of these shows now. So they're going to make those seats customizable so that if you've got, you know, I don't know, Rod Stewart, I guess he's not touring anymore, but still, like, say you got Rod Stewart coming in. You know, you can have your front row seats and your seats are all going all the way down to the stage, but then you've got, you know, a metal band coming in. You want to have a pit in the front. They can move those seats and have that area. Or maybe you've got a country artist coming and you want to have a line dancing area in the front. They can move the seats around to accommodate all of that. So it'll be customizable for each show, for each artist, based on what they're looking for. And that's going to be a huge upgrade. So I'm pretty excited about that. But anyway, you know, we can talk about that more as we get closer to the concert season. But I just wanted to make you aware of that and see if anybody had any thoughts ahead of all of that. It is also our mini miracle week. I'm sorry, holiday wish week. As opposed to mini miracle, we are doing the holiday wish team up with Fun 107 and the United Way of Greater New Bedford. So that instead of just focusing on one family, we can help broaden the reach for the five families that they feature this week. And today we are featuring the Lynn family of New Bedford. Leanne Lynn is the mom. She has four children, including a stepson whose eighth birthday is today. Today is his eighth birthday, Josiah, and he's battling leukemia. And so not only does he want to have a great Christmas, but we want him to have a great birthday as well. And we played the audio from them in the last hour. You can see that in video form. And also read all about the family at WBSM.com, on the WBSM app, and on our Facebook page. And all the information is there about how to make a donation. But I'll give it to you one more time, maybe a few more times before the end of the hour. If you'd like to make a donation online, we have it linked up right in the story at WBSM.com or the WBSM app. If you go to WBSM.com, you click on the Holiday Wish tab at the top of the page. Not only does that have all the individual stories of the families on it, but at the very top, it has the donation information as well and a link to click over. I was putting in the wrong donation link the last couple of days. I've gone in and fixed that now. I didn't realize that there was a separate button just for Holiday Wish. So that has now been put in there. So when you go to it, it's going to ask you're donating to Holiday Wish. How much do you want to donate? And then when you click into the next page, it's going to ask you if it's a one-time donation, if it's a monthly donation that you want to make. And when you select what you want to do, then it's going to bring up the page where it asks for all your information. And on that page, it's going to ask you to select which family you want to benefit from your donation. It's the family name and the day that they appeared on the air. So you can decide which one you want to support. Maybe you want to support all of them. And if you want to call in to make a donation, well, one way you can do it is via text. You can text WISHES25 to 26989. But you can also call the Holiday Wish Week hotline right now at 508-999-0443. 508-999-0443. And when you call that line, Victoria Grisella from the United Way of Greater New Bedford is over in the Fun 107 studio. Her and the MGM show over there, they will answer your call. And you can tell them if you want to donate money, that's great. If you want to donate a specific item, when we heard Josiah, we heard the story of what Josiah would like for Christmas, for his birthday, for his holiday wish. His mom mentioned a PlayStation Portal, so that when he's going up to Boston for his medical appointments, he can play his PlayStation games on the go. He's looking for one of those. They said even just blankets. He has lots of blankets. He loves How to Train Your Dragon. Anything How to Train Your Dragon related, he loves. So if there's something specific you'd like to donate, for sure, you want to call that number, 508-999-0443, so that Victoria can let you know if they've already got that covered. And if you do call in and make a donation, or if you go online and make a donation, whatever you do to donate to the Lynn family or any of the families this week, please call me and let me know on our listener line, 508-996-0500. Again, not so that you can call in and brag about it. That's not why you're making a donation, right? You're not doing it to get credit for it. But if you call in and say that you did it, it might, you know, it'll challenge others to call in and do it as well. You can also send me an app chat message or leave me an open line voicemail on the WBSM app, and we will play those. But especially today of all days, when you've got a boy who turns 8 years old today, battling leukemia, and who is, you know, the prognosis is good. He's grown his hair back. You know, the photo of him without any hair that's featured in the story, that's from the summer. He's grown his hair back. He's doing well, but he's still got a long road ahead. And we want to make it as comfortable for him as we can. You know, so he can just focus on being a kid. Not worrying about being sick, but just being a kid. Letting him play his PlayStation. Making sure that the car can get him and his mom to their appointments in Boston. That's what we're trying to do here with Holiday Wish, is help these families take those burdensome things off their plate so they can just focus on having a good Christmas season. So if you did make a donation, if you're going to make a donation, if you want to just challenge others to make a donation, you can call me, 508-996-0500. We'll put you on the air. Or leave that open line voicemail. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of this hour. We'll come back. We can talk at 508-996-0500. We'll have the 8:30 news coming up with Mike Roberts in a little bit. And then after that, we'll be joined by Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy for Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. We're going to have some leash talk for you today. And then, of course, if you have any pet-related questions, you can call in with those for MJ, or you can send them via app chat on the WBSM app, and I'll ask them during the segment. Also want to remind you, too, as we're talking about Holiday Wish, we want to thank all the great sponsors who are helping us make this airtime available for these families. Great sponsors like Sousa Family Orthodontics, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Auto, and Used Tire Warehouse. So thank you to all of our sponsors, not just that group, but the entire slate of sponsors helping to make Holiday Wishes come true. All right, let me get this break in. We'll be back in a few moments. We'll be back. Hang on. Let me hit this. Okay. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Yeah.
right, welcome back. And there's that Tori Amos song from the Great Expectations soundtrack, and another fantastic 90s soundtrack. We had so many back in the day. Hey, Santa Claus is coming back to WBSM. His helpers at New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 have once again made arrangements for Santa to fly his sleigh to WBSM so he can be on the radio and take phone calls from all the good little children of the South Coast. The big guy will be here for 2 full hours, and this year we're moving it to Saturday afternoon to make it even easier for the kids to call in. So tune in on Saturday, December 13th, beginning at 4 p.m., and all the children can call in and tell Santa what they want for Christmas. So again, that's Saturday, December 13th, beginning at 4 p.m., as Santa Claus will be taking your calls right here on WBSM. You can also send in open line voicemails and app chat messages as well for Santa, although if we get a whole bunch of phone calls, I don't know how quickly we'll be able to get to those, but, you know, it all depends. Last year, the calls were kind of slow for Santa on a Friday night, so we moved it to Saturday afternoon so that the kids don't have to stay up as late, and maybe we can make more kids able to talk to the big guy. So that'll be coming up December 13th, 4 p.m., 4 to 6 p.m., right here on WBSM. All right, I've got to go to the news now with Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom. When we come back on the other side, we'll have today's edition of Wet Nose Wednesday Conversation brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. It'll be our discussion with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy regarding today's Wet Nose Wednesday article on dog leash training in cold weather. But right now, let's turn things over to Mike.
Costco with a lawsuit against President Trump, Hunter Biden facing a hearing, and a possible citizenship question on the census.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Costco is suing the Trump administration. Mitch McCann reports the warehouse chain is seeking refunds for tariffs it has paid on important items under the International Emergency Powers Act.
The complaint, which was filed in the U.S. Court of International Trade, argues that the president misused the law when implementing his sweeping tariffs and states that it's Congress, not the White House, that has the authority to implement tariffs.
Costco does not say in the filing how much it's looking to recover. Other companies have also filed legal challenges against the tariffs, including Revlon, Kawasaki, and Bumblebee. The Supreme Court is set to rule on the legality of the tariffs soon. Another Waymo incident is circulating around social media after a driverless cab was seen on video going through a police standoff in Los Angeles. The Waymo robo-taxi could be seen making a left turn onto a street where a white pickup truck was pulled over by several cruisers with flashing lights. Officers yelled for the vehicle to move, and according to a Waymo spokesperson, the vehicle eventually cleared the scene and passengers reached their destination safely. The company says safety is their highest priority, and they learn from unusual events like this one to improve their performance. Police in Pennsylvania are defending an arrest and search of Luigi Mangione. Yesterday, at a pretrial hearing in New York, Mangione's attorneys were trying to suppress key evidence in his case that was obtained during that arrest. Mangione is accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December outside of a Manhattan hotel. His attorneys have focused on the initial arrest in Pennsylvania, claiming officers conducted an illegal search where they found the alleged murder weapon and his journal writings. The hearings are expected to take up much of this week. Republicans are pressing forward with legislation that would add a citizenship question to the census. It's opposed by Democrats, like California's Congressman Robert Garcia, who called it unconstitutional.
This question will destroy the accuracy of the census and devastate numerous communities across the country.
The GOP says the citizenship question is needed to get an accurate count of those in the country illegally. They say changes would also ensure equal representation in Congress. Hunter Biden facing a hearing this month as the Connecticut bar seeks to suspend his law license.
Hunter Biden became a member of the Connecticut Bar in 1997 after his graduation from Yale Law School. Now, grievances have been filed with the state bar against the son of former President Joe Biden following his federal convictions on gun and tax charges. The younger Biden was pardoned by his father weeks before he was scheduled to be sentenced. The Connecticut Bar hearing is set for December 15th. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A store in Virginia in for a surprise after finding a raccoon passed out in the bathroom. Officers with the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter were called to the Ashland store and found a raccoon unconscious after it damaged merchandise on several shelves. The responding officer safely secured the, quote, very intoxicated raccoon and took it to an animal shelter to recover after resting for several hours and showing no signs of injury. The raccoon was released into the wild. This holiday season could set spending records.
The National Retail Federation says a record $1 trillion is expected to be spent on holiday shopping, up from nearly $980 billion last year. Some people haven't even started looking for the perfect gift.
Maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, or next week.
I had to get everything done by December 10.
My family and I just give each other money, so that's, we don't really shop.
The holiday shopping season started earlier this year with a record $6.4 billion spent online on Thanksgiving, up by more than 5% from last year. I'm Natalie Migliori.
There was no grand prize winner on Monday night, so the estimated jackpot will now be at least $775 million the next time the numbers are drawn on Wednesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics beat the Knicks last night, 123-117. C's have the night off tonight. They'll be in Washington with the Wizards tomorrow night at 7. And it was the Red Wings over the Bruins 5-4 last night. The Bees will host the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Skies becoming mostly sunny today. Watch for some icy spots very early this morning. High temperatures this afternoon around 42. Partly cloudy tonight. Dry late night lows down in the upper 20s. A mix of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. A quick passing snow shower with a high near 40. Turning sharply colder on Thursday night. In fact, for Friday, sunshine and frigid, or very cold, at least for this time of year. High temperature only 32. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. One of my favorite Monkey songs. Just so much goofy fun. And if we had an official theme song for Wet Nose Wednesday, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union, I'd make that the official theme song. But joining us now, we have our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent, Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy in Acushnet. She's joining us to talk about her latest article at WBSM.com, on the WBSM app and on the WBSM Facebook page and more. Good morning, Melissa. How are you today?
Hello, good morning. Happy Wet Nose Wednesday.
To you as well. And, you know, I was thinking about you this morning when, you know, you wrote an article about how difficult it is sometimes to walk dogs in cold weather and when it could be wet and slippery. And this morning we had, you know, some ice out there from yesterday's rain and the colder temperatures. And you're out there walking your dogs. How do you do it? How do you walk dogs when it's cold and you just want to get back inside?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the great things about dogs is they make us exercise all year long. So we do appreciate them. But yes, it is. It's hard when it's really cold out.
I mean, I think a lot of people, when they, you know, they make the mistake of thinking if I'm cold, the dog's cold. And so, you know, I think the dog wants to get back inside as quick as they can. And that's not always the case.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the breeds. You certainly have to be careful. Just like we get cold, the dogs do too. So you really have to think of their paws are directly on the ground. And especially smaller dogs, dogs that don't have a lot of coat. And dogs have all different histories and backgrounds. So what they're bred to do can really tell you if they have the coat for cold weather or if they might need a little extra. We talked about this last week, a little extra clothing to stay warm.
I mean, so my dog was mostly Basset Hound. Well, kind of a mix, but it had Basset Hound in her. And so she was constantly wanting to, when she went out for walks, she wanted to sniff everything. She wanted to, and at first I was kind of like, okay, I've got to get her to stay with me and not be pulling on the leash. But also part of me was like, I want to let her do what she does because that's how she gets comfortable with the world around her, especially when we first brought her home and she's in a whole new environment. Why is it that dogs pull so much and what can you do about it?
Yeah, so the sniffing is super important. I'm glad you brought that up because a lot of people think their dogs should just walk by their side the entire walk. And the walk is not really for you. It's for your dog. Maybe it's for both of you, but let's be honest, it's mostly for the dog. So you want to make sure you give them that opportunity to sniff. We've talked about this recently about how dogs, they really get a lot of information by sniffing. So they perceive their world through their nose. So those sniffing breaks are really important. And the fact that you gave your dog that, you intuitively knew that that's important, that's huge because dogs really do need that time to sniff. So what I like to do is actually give them a cue that tells them it's okay to go sniff and then a word that means to walk by my side. So I'll say with me when I want my dog to move with me. If we're crossing the street or we're on a narrow sidewalk, I don't want them to stop and sniff. So they really do need to know the difference. But then there's a word that means go ahead, you can go out to the end of your leash. I just say go sniff. And the dog knows it's okay to take that break.
And when the dog is, you know, trained and is able to do all of this, it works out well for you too, because, you know, you might be out on this walk and you need to catch your breath because the dog is, you know, more energetic than you are sometimes. And so you stop and give them that little sniff break that gives you the chance to rest up a few moments before you continue on with the walk.
Yeah, definitely. And in the wintertime, when you are trying to get a poop bag out and you have gloves on, training is super important. So you want your dog to be able to just sit and wait because there's nothing worse than trying to open one of those little tiny bags with winter gloves on.
Now, I know like for a lot of people, you know, they think to themselves, okay, well, I'm going to bring the dog outside. So I'm going to put the leash on the dog and we're going to go outside. And then the dog, we can start doing the training when we get out there. And the dog might be too excited and, you know, they're not really responding yet to that training as soon as you put them outside. So you actually recommend in this article today that you should actually start the leash training indoors.
Yeah. So there's tons of exercises you can do right in your living room. It's not just about moving together with your dog on a leash. It's about teaching your dog how to respond to leash tension. So what that means as a cue to your dog to move back towards you. So if your dog feels that leash tighten up, they learn, oops, I got to turn back and check in. So that's really important to do. And I talked to a few other trainers for this article as well. And they had agreed about inside exercises. Amanda Van Tassel really specializes in leash walking. And she had some great insight about exercises to do even before you go for a walk as well.
And that's what's great about having you as our Wet Nose Wednesday correspondent is you have this network of people that you can reach out to so that when you're hearing these tips, it's not just, you know, MJ's trip tips. You know, you're getting a variety of different voices so people see it's not just what you're saying, it's what all trainers are saying.
Yeah, I really like to work with other trainers and get lots of different insight because we all love the same thing. So it can be very helpful to get different perspectives.
And I think, too, when it comes to, you know, the leash part of things, and certainly, you know, taking your dog out for a walk is a big, important thing for new dog owners because you want everybody in the neighborhood to see your new dog. You want them to get to know your dog. And how soon would you think is a good time when you are trying to train a dog? And I'm sure it does change from dog to dog. But when you're trying to train a new dog to follow these leash commands, should you be looking for a time when they might not run into other people? Should you be looking for that challenge of, you know, if they're going to be out there when other dogs are walking, how should you best set that up?
Yeah, so of course it depends on the dog. If you're adopting a new dog, you're bringing home a dog from a shelter, you really want to be careful with taking the dog off of your property in the beginning because they might want to escape. They might be very nervous about their new home. So you want to be careful. Make sure you have secure equipment if you do take your dog out for a walk. But those first few days, you might want to just work in the yard and just be really close to home so that your dog isn't trying to get away from you or getting spooked by traffic or other people or dogs. For any dog that you bring home, you have to just experiment and see what they are comfortable with. Some dogs aren't fazed by anything. Other dogs get really nervous with loud sounds or motorcycles or sirens. So it's definitely a lot of experimenting and seeing what works for the individual dog.
And, of course, it was part of Wet Nose Wednesday. We want to get some pets adopted as well. I shared on the Fun 107 Facebook page, and I just got to get that little fix done for the WBSM page. I'll try to remember to do that when I get off the air from Forever Paws. But I shared their cat that they're featuring this week that has a reduced adoption fee, Coraline. She's a senior cat who, she's small. She's only 6 pounds. She'll fit perfectly in your lap. They think she's around 11 or 12 years old, but she may be older, and she's looking for a place to kind of, you know, live out her senior years. So if you're interested in adopting Coraline, you can check out the Forever Paws Animal Shelter Facebook page. They have all the information and adorable photos there. And but one of the things that makes me think about, you know, what if you are adopting an older dog from one of these shelters because you want to give them a place to live out their golden years? Can you still go through the same training with a dog? Or is, because we hear that saying all the time, which I'm sure you hate, that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but can you teach a dog that's had a lifetime of not responding to leash training how to respond to leash training?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So they can certainly learn, and it's really good for them. Just like us, we want to exercise our mind, and training is a great way to do that for senior dogs. And sometimes senior dogs surprise you and they give you many, many, many years beyond your expectations. So I certainly encourage considering looking at senior dog adoption or cats as well.
I remember when we were looking for a dog, and we knew we wanted to get a younger dog just because my son was younger. And, you know, we didn't want a 7-year-old to have to deal with an older sick dog. But I remember talking to one of the volunteers at the shelter, and they said a lot of times if you adopt an older dog and you start training that dog and showing that dog, you know, new things, the dog kind of becomes revitalized. So, you know, most of the time dogs get lethargic and you think it's because they're older, and it's really they're just bored. They're not motivated anymore. And you can, you know.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Absolutely.
And so if people do get a dog, you know, and I know, listen, let's put the disclaimer out there right now, a couple weeks away from Christmas. Getting a dog is not always the best Christmas present if getting a dog is not the best thing for your family, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up because Christmas is right around the corner. And as cute as it sounds to have a puppy on Christmas Day, it is hard. And some of those puppies are not going to stay in their homes. People will think the idea is good, and then after a few days or a few weeks, they start to realize that it's not a great idea. So really consider, if you want a dog, not just as a gift or as having a cute Christmas morning.
And so, but if you are going to get a dog in the coming weeks and you do need to do some of this cold weather training, that's something that you can help teach people at MJ's Pet Training Academy.
Yeah, definitely. Now's the time to start working on your leash skills. It's only getting colder and, you know, we're probably going to have snow eventually. So it's good to make sure your dog isn't pulling you through ice and snow and that you can enjoy your walks together when it's safe to do so. Of course, there's days that it's not safe to go out for a walk, but when it is, you want to make sure you can enjoy that time with your best friend.
And the best part about training your dog at MJ's is in Acushnet is that it's indoors, so you can be nice and warm. But if you need to go outside, you've got the room out there too to do some outdoor training. But you get to stay nice and toasty while you're teaching all these leash responsibilities.
Yes, definitely.
And how can people reach out if they do want to sign up for some training or maybe even for some grooming?
Yeah, so MJ's Pet Training is in Acushnet. It's 855-465-7782. You can stop by and say hi or visit the website, mjspettrainingacademy.com.
All right. That is our Wet Nose Wednesday segment for this week, brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. Melissa, we thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk with you next week.
Thanks, Tim.
Have a good one. All right. And you can check out that article, too, all about leash training right now at WBSM.com, the WBSM app, and the WBSM Facebook page. I got to get a break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stay tuned.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored. And she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org. Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Chris McCarthy and I were just talking about the video for that song, how it was sports bloopers back before that was a thing, back when you just had Bob Lobel doing Sports Spotlight. You can't think of this time of year, too, without thinking about Bob Lobel and the WBZ commercials where he was dressed up as Rudolph. So those were great. Yeah, Dave Maynard in those commercials. Those were great commercials back in the day. But if you are planning to have family over for the holidays, you know how that can put a strain on your septic system, right? Well, for over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way, with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them with more than 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter, they may not always be your first call, but they'll always be your last. And make them your first call at 508-995-8012. That's 508-995-8012. Or visit bassready.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. Don't wait until you have a septic problem. Call them now and get it inspected so that you can be sure that Uncle Joe isn't going to back up your septic system when he comes to stay for a couple of days for Christmas. All right, let me get one more break in here, and we'll be back to wrap things up. All right, I am getting out of here. It's time to turn things over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. It's Wednesday. Mayor's coming in today. Yes, all right, so the mayor will be here at 11 o'clock. You can call in and talk to him. And, of course, Chris has a great program planned for you all morning long, as he does every day. I'll be back tomorrow.